Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, John, you know how tomorrow is Friday?
I am aware.
Because today's Thursday.
Yes.
Well, did you know that Friday means zone deals? And this week's zone deal is for Woodcliff Restaurant.
I know that place.
Voted Omaha's best outdoor patio. It's perfect for a romantic dinner for two or a family dinner. So you could take your wife or you could take the whole family and have a lovely time. Enjoy all of Woodcliff's delicious food, perfect view of Woodcliff Lake. And don't miss their Thursday weekly special burger or Friday's fish special. Tomorrow morning at 9, you can get two $25 gift vouchers, a $50 voucher for $25. $25.
That's half off.
1620thezone.com.
You beat me to the finish, indeed.
You know what that sounds like to me?
What's that?
A place that John can take his wife as a thank you for making her cook when she was recovering from her surgery.
One-armed Chris just wobbling her arm around.
Here's your food.
Here's your damn burger,
It's actually doing the opposite of just wobbling around. She can't wobble it around.
But you know, the free arm is wobbling.
But you still make her prepare you dinner every night.
I
don't make her do anything.
Unreal.
She does it out of the goodness of her heart and to keep her from being bored to tears.
Mm. Bored to tears?
Yeah, she's getting pretty bored right now.
I can introduce her to disc golf.
What about...
Well, it's the whole you not having the one working wing.
How does she feel about subtitles on TV shows?
You only need one arm for disc golf.
I've never asked
Shogun. Get her to watch Shogun.
You think she'd like Shogun?
You guys don't have Hulu. That's why I asked if she likes subtitles.
Is that whole show subtitles?
Shogun?
Yeah. Well, they speak Japanese.
There's a man on there who speaks English.
One guy?
Well, John, they're in Japan. I mean,
yeah, there are translators who also speak English.
Well,
it's mainly, I would say 95% of the show is
on
in
Hogan's
Japanese.
Heroes, all the Germans spoke English. Just saying.
It was a different time, John. Yeah, but
yes, it was World War II.
I would say about 95% of the talking on the show is in Japanese.
Is it a Japanese show?
What do
you
mean?
Produced in Japan by a Japanese producer?
Good question. I don't know where it was filmed.
I do appreciate that they went that route, though, because in Japan in that part of the 1800s, that was before Matthew Perry, not that Matthew Perry,
R.I.P.
went to Japan.
Let's see. They filmed it in Japan in the U.K.
Hello, governor.
No, but I mean, is it a Japanese-produced show?
Oh, no. It's on FX.
Oh, it's from FX.
Yes, from FX.
Interesting.
Kenneth says, beginning to think Josh is getting paid for shilling Shogun.
I think he is.
I like good television. My whole bit, as long as you've known me, is that Josh likes good TV shows.
Well, that's subjective.
No, it's not. Everyone always says that. Josh, you have good TV recommendations. People say this to me.
Tears now. In their eyes?
Yeah. But see, and they said it even before that they had tears in their eyes. My hit rate on TV recommendations is pretty good. Though Mike Schaefer says that the best thing that I do is recommend books. So I know that you hate reading.
I don't hate reading. In fact, I was reading a very interesting article in the USA Today.
See, that's a great transition.
I'll
about
you, Nick.
About, again, college football's culture war.
Oh.
Matt Rhule and the way he's doing it versus Prime and the way he's doing it.
Mm.
And since he was hired, Matt Rhule, according to this story in USA Today, the byline from Brent Schrotenbohr?
Sure.
Schrotenbohr.
Matt
Rhule has visited 108 high schools and made 486 off-campus contacts, including 123 just in the months of December and January alone.
First of all, that sounds horrible.
And this is literally two paragraphs later.
Yeah.
Well, let me read the quote from Matt Rhule to USA Today Sports. I'll be honest with you. It's the only way I know. Mm-hmm. It's the way I was raised. They pay me to recruit, you know, so I'm going to do it.
Your parents raised you to recruit?
Okay, that's kind of funny, Nick.
Thanks.
Next paragraph.
Imagine parents doing that.
I feel like, you know, with Matt Rhule, this is like one of those campaign commercials where they're advocating for a candidate. Our candidate is a perfect angel. He saves babies and does great things and helps old people across the street. And it's all brightly lit. It looks nice. And then the music turns ominous and the screen goes dark and the dark overtones.
Colorado.
And his opponent is a big jerk store who hates everything.
We now, should make here's one the of these for the game this season.
We actually should.
I think that's an idea. It's an election year. After
By that. Contrast, Colorado head coach Deion Sanders has made zero off-campus recruiting trips and hasn't visited any recruits away from Boulder.
And this is where you would then input the candidate saying something.
Yes.
And he has the famous quote where he says, people want to come to my house. They don't want me to come to their house.
Yeah.
Which is...
It's laughable.
It's laughable! That's so funny. And then the other one, I don't remember if USA Today included it, but the other quote he has is, I want to save Colorado money. That's the other reason for him supposedly not traveling.
But at, I was reading another story today on The Athletic from friend of the Grum, Ari Wasserman.
Mm-hmm.
They asked a variety of Texas high school football coaches about recruiting in Texas. And most of the articles focused on UT, Texas A&M, a lot of this other stuff.
But Matt Rhule has good relationships with the state.
Matt Rhule was mentioned in here once, and I think there was one other mention of Nebraska in here. Just a brief passing mention, but this was interesting. Have you seen more of the Big 12 programs in Dallas?
Mm.
From one coach, none. And they better pick it up or they're going to get left behind. If they don't make it a footprint, it's going to be trouble. Houston is trying. Colorado, nothing. I know Deion recently said he wants people to come to him and not go to them. Keep talking like that. I'm not against you, but you'll eventually realize that bleep ain't going to work.
Whoa.
These kids want to know. It's easy to say that when you get all these guys out of the portal, but if you focus on the high schools and don't visit people, I don't see it. I really want to see his place after his kids leave, after Shadur and Silo and Travis Hunter. I think he'll leave when they're done anyway. And there were a couple of coaches that were just like, I haven't seen Colorado.
What's
Colorado,
funny, too, is that,
Colorado.
You know, so when they got back into the Big 12, there was like, oh, this is going to be good for them. Also, it's going to be good for them because he can recruit into Dallas, which can then lead into him getting a job in the state of Texas.
Bingo.
Like, that has been like a theory that people have had for a while with Deion, is that he would parlay Colorado into a head coaching job for one of the schools in the state of Texas. But one of the things that I know very, very well about that state is that the high school coaches kind of can run the show. And if they don't like a coach, it can be to their detriment at a school inside of the state of Texas. We saw this with Charlie Strong. I think he is the best example. But that's why the relationship, honestly, that Matt Rhule has with a lot of those schools is so valuable for Nebraska, even if they only get a couple of passing mentions in here because they work hard.
Do you think Deion only cares about the portal? Do you think he doesn't try to recruit these places because he only cares about the portal?
No, I think he cares. I think he's overestimating his fame, if I guess it would be how I would describe it.
I could not agree more.
I think that he is overestimating his ability to get players to come to his school because he is Deion Sanders. And look, for the record, I also thought that that was going to happen. That, oh yeah, Deion Sanders, he's super famous. Like, there is college coach famous. There is, like, Nick Saban level of fame. And then there's Deion. And Deion is someone who can cut through all of that because he was what he was as a player. But you still have to put in the work. You still have to make an effort. And I think that parents, and dare I say even some high school kids, are going to see through that crap if he's not making the effort.
Well, listen, a transfer is looking for what? Playing time.
Exactly. They've already gone through the machinations.
The really good transfers are looking for guys that are going to get me to the league. So Deion's message is going to work better with a transfer, and Deion's approach is going to work better with a transfer than it is with a high school kid. The parents want to meet the coach.
Mm-hmm.
I think most parents and most players would love to host a coach. Hey, they're coming to see me. They're making the effort to come see me. And I think that's why they're not doing much of anything in high school recruiting. Because if this is the kind of effort he wants to put in, he's not going to get many great high school players. I also wonder about his patience level when it comes to developing players and getting them ready. He does not have the patience to go about it Matt Rule's way. I'm not saying that Matt Rule's way is the perfect way or right versus wrong, but when it comes to Deion wants guys who are ready made.
Mm-hmm.
And then he can then show him his way, but he's not looking at developing a guy over 2 or 3 years. He's looking at those guys that are just like, boom, you're ready to play. You're ready to compete right away. Let's go.
And I don't think that way of development or lack thereof can like make Colorado succeed. Like, I don't think that's going to be to their, I don't think it's going to be to their benefit over time.
Meantime, the Buffs have lost as they have gained out of the portal. They've lost out of the portal. Today, they lost running back Alton McCaskill, who was previously the AAC Rookie of the Year at Houston before he transferred to CU. And they lost linebacker Demoy Kennedy, who was a former top 40 recruit, who actually started his career at Alabama. And it was interesting because though that news came kind of back to back, and someone was tweeting and lamenting about the portal, which led to maybe one of the most ironically rich tweets I've seen all day. This account, Scobuff Sports, tweeted, "This portal window has been brutal so far," crying emoji. To which the athletic director at Colorado, Rick George, the man who hired Deion Sanders, quote tweeted it and said, "Thank the AGs that filed the temporary restraining order." He's talking about the attorneys general in Tennessee and Virginia who filed the restraining order on the NCAA that has now basically ended transfer portal rules as we know it. And so Rick George is saying, these guys wanting to transfer again, you can thank the AGs for doing this.
Not his own coach, not his own program for losing them.
Exactly.
Man, Nebraska better beat them this year. They cannot lose to this team again, man. They have to beat them.
Well, it is college
they
football culture wars.
They have to beat
wars.
Them. You have to win this culture war. You have to, Nick.
Reagan Josh.
No. You can want to win the culture war from the other side, too,
well,
Nick.
I only hear one side ever talk about a culture
Damn
war.
Damn it, you're right. But you got to win the game regardless. You have to show that your way of operating is the correct way. They could go 8-4, but if they lose to Colorado again, man, and they are...
Well, that
would be fine. They'd go 8-4, but golly.
See, that's the thing. To me, I mean, I just want to see it so they could shut those people up.
Yeah, you really do want to.
Because, I mean, the jury's still out if the Matt Rule way can still work. The jury is still very much out if the Deion way can work.
Sure, yeah.
But it doesn't mean that those things can't work with other people involved. I mean, let's say Nebraska, it just does not work out for Matt Rule. That does not mean that still trying to develop players and recruit in a certain way can't work. Period.
I don't know. I mean, if he can't do it, I mean, he's like the guy to do that. If he can't do it,
somebody else can,
but I mean, it really would be like a real kick in the teeth to that idea and that way of trying to operate.
Right.
Which is, I think Nebraska has to operate.
I just think too many people just look at it as a referendum that, if it doesn't work, it's never going to work. No, sometimes it's just, again, it's about getting the right players and being able to do all the right things and being able to hold on to them.
Got to beat Colorado. You got to do it.
Deion today was asked about the players that Colorado is losing. And he said, "What are we losing?" And the reporter said, "Potential starters." And Deion said, "Where?" Reporter said, "Tight end, running back." "Deion, you haven't been watching practice." "We good. I trust the recruiting team. I trust our coaches."
All right, we'll see. Darren says, "I say stop talking about Colorado. We laughed at them until the end of the game last year." No, you need to stop this attitude.
Stop being afraid.
I'm so sick of people, yes, being afraid to talk about Colorado because they won one game against you last year.
They beat Nebraska. I get it. They beat Nebraska because Nebraska basically beat themselves. And give credit where credit is due. Shadur, hell of a quarterback.
Yeah, he got sacked like every other play for a while, and he still put up a ton of yards.
Hell of a quarterback.
Yeah.
But they still fell flat on their face.
Yeah.
Even if they beat Nebraska, they still fell flat on their face.
It's why what you said a few minutes ago rings true. We don't know if Nebraska's way of doing it can work, but we also don't know if Colorado's way. People wanted to say, oh, this is perfect and it can work after three games last year. And then they won one time the rest of the nine games that they played.
If they would have played that game in November, I know Nebraska fell apart in November.
If they would have played it in October,
if they'd have played in November, Nebraska wins that game.
When Deion says he trusts his recruiters, does he mean his kids posting on Instagram stories?
Good question, Nick.
That's so lazy.
Come on, man. If this is the attitude, you got to stop doing this. Don't talk about the Colorado game because they won last year.
Oh, burying your head in the sand famously always works.
Come on. Be tough.
Yeah. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps, says Josh.
No, I didn't say that. I just said be tough. Have a positive mindset. That doesn't have to be left or right. A positive mindset.
Josh Peterson here. It's morning in America.
Maybe it is morning in Nebraska. See, again, the ads continue to write themselves. Let's try a lot of these ads on. We could do some from like the 1700s. We could do ads from the 1800s. We could have buttons and everything.
They have ads in the 1700s?
But they had, you know, pieces of paper that said, you know,
pieces of paper.
Vote George in his wooden teeth.
All men
are created equal, except...
I don't think people needed convincing to get George Washington in there.
He won.
They famously wanted him to be there forever.
He won.
They did, and credit to George, he said no, it should not be that way.
And then we didn't make it an official thing until after FDR.
Well, let's see what happens in the next few years, Nick, to see if maybe that is undone a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, coming up, it is the happy hour.
It's a Weezer song.
And... we need to stop pretending that spring football was ever about the fans.
Wow, this is... you are just picking on the fans left and right.
No, I'm not picking on the fans.
You need to explain
yourself.
But it's
all this hand-wringing.
About the Colorado game?
No, not about the Colorado game.
Oh, okay.
And will anyone learn the lessons of Jontay Porter?
Yeah, we didn't talk about that yesterday.
Yikes. Coming up, it's the happy hour. Put your smiles on, kids, because the workday is done. It's time to cash in with a happy hour special. Nick's going to offer half off wings.
And he'll shut up if you give him $5.
Well, it's half off. It's happy hour. Now it's $2.50.
$2.50. That's awesome.
$16.20 is up.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.